Hello, everybody. Today, I have the pleasure to talk to Mohsen from Stereograph. I'm super curious about what he's going to tell me today, because Stereograph enables sport fans to create and perform stunning choreographies in stadiums. But first of all, hi, Mohsen.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, good to have you here on the podcast today. And let's jump right in. First question is always about you as a person, so would be great to hear some words about yourself.
Yeah, sure, of course. You started with the most difficult question, of course, Benjamin. No, of course, as far as I know myself, I'm a curious, creative, and pragmatic person. I have a background in design, and I've got a master's of design engineering from Politecnico di Milano. I also can say that I'm a workaholic kind of person. And it's because if I care enough to see something exist, I would get my hands dirty, learn whatever that is needed to do it, and to do it, of course, whatever is within my power. So,
yeah, I think that's a good basis for being an entrepreneur and starting your own company.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, somehow my projects also reflect my personality, you know, because I've been fortunate enough and deliberate enough to be quite selective in what I do, despite all disadvantage of this kind of approach, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good starting point, I guess. Cool. So tell us, what is the actual problem you're solving? Which specific topic are you tackling?
Actually, we, as you said before, we make it easier for the fans to plan a TIFO or choreography in a stadium. So for those listeners of yours who might not be familiar with the concept of a TIFO, TIFO is an Italian word that is used for any kind of support that has a visual element in it. It could be a banner, it could be waving flags or pyrotechnics, or else. I mean, we in particular are focused on card TIFOs or choreography. Card TIFO choreography is an action where all the fans in the stadium are required to raise and hold up a colorful piece of paper and act as a single person of a bigger picture. This bigger picture could vary from a simple stripe or text or elaborated visual design, logos, and etc. It is very difficult and time consuming to arrange a good choreography. That is why you see them only in big clubs and important matches, derbies, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's those moments which create goosebumps in those big games where the atmosphere is loaded. Yeah. As you know, I'm from Germany, and I remember this one game in which the supporters from Bayern Munich put up those banners or this choreography, saying today is a good day to write history. Or I think FC Barcelona supporters are very good in that as well.
Yeah, that's true. Also, Borussia Dortmund in Germany are so famous for that with yellow wall, of course. Yo, but you see, you as a German, you have seen this once, and you remember it, and it doesn't happen every day. It doesn't happen maybe every year. It's for big clubs and really big matches. And that's not a problem, but this is something that we can improve.
Yeah, and how do you do that? I'm curious. How can you create, with the help of tech, a good choreography?
Yeah. So let's say how people, actually fans, do it. Let's study the current situation of the status quo. So let's say we are a group of supporters and we decide to organize a choreography. We first need to, of course, come up and settle down with the design. Then we have to adopt and impose that design into the seating chart of the stadium. At the end, we have a color map which specifies the color of each seat. We still need lots of volunteers working long hours before the match to distribute these different color papers and attach them to the seats based on the provided color map. You see, it's a lot of work. Another problem is that the current choreographies are mostly limited to one design for every match. So as an ordinary fan, you go to the stadium, you find a color card on your seat, and you wait for the leaders or signals from the speaker that it's time to action. You hold your color up, and design appears on the stands. 2 minutes later and you would throw down, I mean, your card and continue watching your match. That's it. Weeks and weeks of planning and working ends up with 2 minutes of glory. Of course, the goosebump that you said is true, but it's 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So you see the problem. This is the problem that despite all the work and expenses that ultras and fan clubs sustain for organizing such events, this action is quite brief and let's say very brief. And it's still one of the most, it's still one of the most beautiful acts of support. But I think with tech, we can, with our technology, we can actually harness the potentials of choreography better and with more effects. So, yes, if I want to start with our solution, I say that at the Stadiograph, we have a very ambitious plan to change all the paradigms, or many paradigms, let's say. We have developed this mobile app, this free mobile app on Android, iOS, and also available as API that enables the crowds in the stadium to collaborate and perform a highly detailed choreography within minutes after it had been designed. Performing a choreography would be actually so easy and fast that we can technically perform as many of them as we want in a single match. So how we do it is that unlike the conventional choreographies, in our system, the fans would find two or more colors on their seats. So using the application, they get instant instructions on when to perform the action and what color to hold up and raise. So this brings about a possibility to set up choreography in real-time manner because everything is done by application and everyone receives the instructions in real-time with internet.
So for your solution, everybody in the stadium would need to have the instructions.
I mean, it's better that everybody has to have the application, but actually this is one of the things that we needed to improve and we have make this feature in the application that lets everyone to have access to the map of their region, let's say the eight other fans around them. So if someone doesn't have the application or someone doesn't have internet access, they can actually ask you about their colors. So you can help other fans around you. And one out of eight people needs to have the application and internet connection. Yes.
Okay, that's a good ratio. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So basically, you help through this app and through the colors that every fan has in sort of a magazine.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, that's true. And
okay, to perform those choreographies.
Yes, that's true. Also, this is one of the features, and another feature is that we made everything everything in our system is crowdsourced by the fans. So as a fan, you can propose a design yourself, or you can vote the designs that represents your ideas better. So at the end, you would have a long list of proposals sorted based on the popularity among all the fans.
Understand. That's a cool feature. And how does it work then in the stadium? Do the fans get a push notification at a certain minute or time when the choreography starts?
Yeah, of course. There is some sort of planning for the game. And we can actually, okay. Another thing that we, let's say, yeah, of course, when the fans would receive notifications. And most beautiful thing about this system is that we can even react to the happenings on the pitch. So because everything is in real time. So we can react to everything on the pitch. So your team scores a goal, you can brag about it. You concede a goal, you can display a message to encourage the team to fight back. You can be funny, you can be critical. And as a fan group, you can actually create your own identity using the choreography as a new and, let's say, powerful medium to express yourself collectively. Yes.
Yeah, that's very cool. And but I can imagine that it's not only simple to create something like this. One aspect we mentioned was to reach every fan in the stadium. What else is challenging or hard for you?
I would say that anything that requires mass participation is challenging. Other than that, supporting a team, and TIFO in particular, has a lot to do with tradition. And it's obviously more difficult to bring about the change to a traditional setting. From technical point of view, I would say that lack of Wi-Fi in many of the stadiums is a problem, because we need internet. And actually, it poses an important question: how many fans actually have the internet access in the stadium? And how many of them are willing to download the application while they are on their network connections?
All right. Let's have a look into the future. Is there anything specific coming up? I mean, it's a big year for football, especially with the World Cup. Anything related to that, or some other activities that are worth mentioning?
Yeah, actually, the World Cup is too big for us, let's say. We are at the beginning of our venture. But we are talking to some top-tier clubs and fan clubs and asking them to be first to use our tool. We are totally ready to actually make the pilots. And of course, we are not yet certain with these clubs. We are talking with two big clubs at the moment, and I don't mention their names because until we are certain. But I hope we could manage to launch that, let's say, within 2 or 3 months.
Cool. And if you would test it with those clubs, would you immediately test it with the whole stadium, or would you say, I'm taking a certain block and we'll test it there?
It could start with few sections, yeah. And as fans start to learn how to use the application, we can actually expand to the other sections. And I think taking the lean methods would work for us, because we want to start small, then grow bigger.
Yeah, makes sense. And I'm super curious if I will see it in the stadium at some point, your solution being used. All right, looking forward. Cool. Is there anything else we should know about you that we did not cover yet?
As I told you, we would like to invite fan clubs all over the world I invite everyone to contact me if they want to test the app for their next events. The app itself is free and translated in many languages. And we are also eager to see how the fans use this tool in different places with different cultures and different club histories.
Yeah, so if there are any clubs listening, feel free to get in touch with us.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the insights about Stadiograph. One very last question is always about productivity. And if you have a certain productivity hack for yourself that you find useful.
First of all, thank you for having me on your podcast. About productivity,
you're welcome.
I would say putting my phone down, turning off TV and doing some sports. Yeah, for me is that. For me, for example, doing a sports, it freshens my mind, and oddly enough, I do it when I need some rest after a long, tiring day that an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's a simple but very basic hack, and cannot be encouraged highly enough, I think. That's a good one. All right, that's it already. Thanks a lot for all the insights. Very interesting approach, and like I said before, I'm really looking forward to see the solution in the stadium at some point. So let me know once that happens.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.